This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
So yeah, Mark Bowles from Corporate Central Credit Union. Mark, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Doing great.
To see you in person.
I know. Back in person, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of my first question I'm asking everybody. We're back in person. Your thoughts. What do you think?
This was a much needed. It's been a long 2 years. I think the last big in-person thing was the CUNA JC in 2020 here.
Yeah.
I just remember going to the legislative meetings. The name COVID wasn't a huge topic at that time.
Mm-hmm.
We heard some of rumblings at the legislative meetings, and it was just the next few weeks our world was flipped upside down, but it's good to we're back and safe and doing everything that we possibly can to stay.
Yeah, I like that perspective a lot. Hey, let's see here. Last time we spoke, we talked about DEI Tuesday, which is tomorrow. This may be posted tomorrow, so I'll say today. So DEI Tuesday here at GAC. Give us a quick reminder what's going to be happening, what attendees can expect who participate.
Absolutely. So there is, and I know you spoke to some of the leaders about it, so I can give a little bit different perspective from a participation standpoint. So I'm also a member of the NELCUP, CU Pride Group, and then also the African American Credit Union Coalition.
You're a busy guy.
I try to be a part of everything I possibly can.
Good for you.
And from somebody that looks a little different from everybody else, I found my community with these groups, and it's just been a nice breath of fresh air over the last couple of years of saying, hey, we struggle with these things too. Here are some tips on how to navigate through those. There's an incredible leadership through all three groups of just, this is what we're going through, we're all going through it together. And as everything kind of also changed, flip of a switch on back in May in 2020 when the murder of George Floyd went, it was just nice to be surrounded by people that that felt the same way.
Right.
So it was a interesting day, but to get back to what DEI Tuesday is a there'll be a couple of sessions, but also great networking opportunities. Come meet these leaders. I've got to meet a few of them in person over the last couple of days, and it's just kind of funny because we're used to seeing each other
on a little tiny screen. Yeah.
And now here we are all in person, and it's a great to be back and see them. And I'm happy that they're putting this on.
Right, and it's an all-day event too, right?
Yep.
So there's going to be various things going on all day. And where is it? Is it in the convention center?
It's not in the convention center. I'm going to screw this up, and I apologize, everybody. if you look, you've probably been getting emails from them. I think it's OAE. Museum or OAS Museum, I believe it is.
Okay.
But there will be a shuttle that'll be going from here to there.
Oh, fantastic.
And I think it kicks off tomorrow at lunch with NELCUP for about an hour, hour and a half, and then CU Pride has their kind of networking thing from 5 to 6, and then the CUC has theirs at, I believe, 6 or 6:30, and then they take us to the end.
That's a lot going on.
Oh,
my God. Oh, and by the way, there's a conference going on, too.
And I'm from Wisconsin, so we do things a little bit different there, and we have our legislative meetings tomorrow.
Oh, you
so
do?
That's where some of us get to bounce back and forth, be... it'll be another busy day, but
you better
that's,
get some sleep tonight.
That's with Thunder Punch tonight, too, so we'll try to... I got some sleep last night, so that's where it will be good.
Hey, you can sleep on Thursday.
I'll sleep when I get home.
Exactly, exactly. Hey, we also talked about your I-3 project. We had you on the show recently about that. How is that going? Or if you want to give folks a quick reminder on what that's
absolutely.
All about, because I love what you guys are doing.
So what we put together and what we were tasked with was to highlight a current innovation out there in the market that isn't widely adapted by credit unions as a whole. And what we came and uncovered was Nikkei Credit Union created Mabuhay Credit Union. It's a division of Nikkei through the hyper-segmentation of focusing in on Filipino-Americans in the Los Angeles area. And that's near and dear to my heart because I am a Filipino-American. I can't be a member because I'm not close to that area, but it's nice to know
that it's there.
And that
those folks in that area.
Exactly. And that other credit unions are kind of looking to do. We didn't win.
Great idea.
So we didn't get all the votes, but I felt it was a win within itself because I had so many people, and the rest of my team did a phenomenal job, and people have been reaching out. They're like, how can we do this? So we do have like a handout to kind of go through the steps.
Yeah.
And we know that John Hernandez and his team, mm-hmm. Fred and Jay Lee, would be more than willing to talk to anybody.
Wow.
So reach out to them. Reach out to us. We see it as a something that not all credit unions want to be a part of, but it's certainly something that needs to, I hate to say, be done. And it gets back to our roots
mm-hmm.
of people helping people.
Yeah.
Where's the underserved population? And it doesn't necessarily, to touch on the DEI part, it doesn't necessarily need to be a group of Hispanics or Asians
mm-hmm.
or anything like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
It could be just, you know, like what we were back in the day of the factory workers,
mm-hmm, yeah.
or one of the examples we always kind of use is like the truck drivers.
Mm-hmm.
That
like an employee group, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yep. If you get back to the SEGS or whatever
yeah.
you want to make it, it's...
Yeah. It's there for you. And,
yeah.
and again, what you guys proved is that it's another way that credit unions can grow.
Yes.
And really, and better, and at the same time, better serve a very focused segment of the population. So,
yep.
yeah. So, yeah, you guys proved that
yeah.
big time. And I just love that idea. And it's like,
yeah.
why aren't there more credit unions doing this type of stuff? So, but yeah, maybe that'll spark some new ideas. And we'll
yeah.
see more of that in 2022 and maybe in the years to come. So
absolutely. And we're going into a new part of the I3 journey, so I don't have too many updates because we are going to be kicking that off in
okay.
the next few weeks. We have, I think, 22 new I3 wave 18. I think it's wave 18. I'm sorry if I get that
That's
number
okay.
wrong, but they're starting in a couple weeks
okay.
with us too. So
oh,
we'll
wow.
be at a couple events. We start kind of connecting and start working on our next projects. I do know we're going to kind of get back to the I3 roots of how do you create these innovations? What else is out there?
Mm-hmm.
Just so that we can take that education and bring it back to our shops.
Right on.
And then also share it with all the rest of the credit union
movement. Of
course,
that's what we do.
Exactly.
Share. Share and care. And especially being here, too. With everyone here, you can,
oh, yeah.
you can pass on those ideas, too. Just
yep.
walking past somebody in the hallway, basically. So
yeah.
that's the great thing about being back in person. Anything else here to add, Mark? Because, I mean, obviously, you are a busy guy.
Thanks.
I had no idea you were part of all those groups, and even more so. So, anything else to add to kind of wrap up? Because, I mean...
Just to see that everybody's kind of back and not fully to what we were like in 2020, early 2020, but
yeah, we'll
it's nice to see everybody.
Yeah.
It's I feel CUNA did a tremendous job of keeping everybody safe,
mm-hmm.
and you're comfortable with what you're comfortable with,
mm-hmm.
and that's where I think everybody else is. And it's, again, we're here to let our legislators know all the good impact that credit unions
yeah.
do, and there is still a lot of work to be done.
Completely.
I don't think that work will ever be finished. Once we get done with something, we'll move on to the next
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
But it's good to see everybody in person
mm-hmm.
and share that good with the
yeah.
world. So.
Yeah, be consistent with your message.
Yes.
You know, never stop with that message for
yep.
sure. So, all right, Mark. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. I know you got a busy schedule, but we appreciate your time as always, and keep up the good work. Oh,
yeah.
gosh, you are an overachiever, sir. So we need more of you guys out there.
I still question why Corporate Central Credit Union lets me do all of this, but it's there. If you're helping the credit unions,
yeah.
you're helping the communities. We don't mind sharing you with the rest of the world.
Yeah, you're setting the bar high for the rest of us. So we're trying to get up
yeah.
there with you.
Well, any little part that you do, that's all that anybody can ask for.
Agreed.
So
Agreed.
It doesn't need to be a comparison to end, because I compare myself to my friends that have started credit unions out in different countries. It's you don't want to take the joy out of what you're doing, because
oh, sure.
everything that we're all doing is tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
So.
How about inspiring? How about
exactly.
that? Inspiring,
yes.
inspiring excellence
yeah.
or
yep.
something like that. So yeah,
inspiration inspires. I forgot the exact word, but that's
but
yeah.
yeah. Yeah, I know where you're going though.
Yep.
All right, Mark.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again. Appreciate the time. There
yeah.
is Mark Voles from Corporate Central. Go check him out if you see him in the hallways. Good guy to talk to.
Yep.
Check it out.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.